When we talk about patterns of the quilts, for example, here in the U.S., we have the wedding ring pattern, we have the star, et cetera. Are there some traditional patterns people are going to see in these?
There are some patterns. Actually, it's interesting. There are patterns that will feel very familiar to people who are used to the American tradition. Not necessarily the wedding ring, but some of the squares and the different sort of repeating patterns done through pieced work squares. The interesting thing about these are going to be the repeating colors that people will become familiar with by visiting the exhibition. So there are regular color schemes that are used depending on the region. And the geometric block work is also something that's very common with these. That being said, part of the reason I think international collectors are so interested in Raleigh quilts is because of the more freeform expression that you see. The strict geometries aren't necessarily the only mode of expression in these quilts. And so there are some very sort of abstracted forms that when they're being worked as applique are actually quite difficult to execute because of the curves and circular organic nature of the form. And I think that those make quite a striking faction in the exhibition.
I'm in awe of how beautiful. So many things here at the museum that have to be very precise, that people have to paint tiny strokes or take tiny stitches, something of that nature.
Right. You can imagine somebody painstakingly working over a brush painting, for instance. Just the lightest feathery stroke, and if it's done wrong on silk, it's no longer really usable. You can't make an erasure on silk. Luckily, textile is more forgiving, but I think you'll still see that minute attention to detail and the quality of what we consider to be hand skill really executed at a very high level with these textiles.
Have you had the opportunity to meet one or two of the artists?
Absolutely, yes, and that's been a real treasure for us. Two things. There is a scholar working in the United States named Dr. Patricia Stoddart, and she's really working hard to bring greater focus to these objects, and so she's a wonderful resource for us. And through knowing her, we were able to actually invite one of the artists here to Pacific Asia Museum to do a demonstration over the summer. She happened to be coming into the U.S. with her husband to attend the folk art fair that they have in Santa Fe every summer. And we were quite delighted to learn that she'd be able to come here and visit with us and do demonstration for our visitors. And it just makes such a difference when you can meet and get to know the artists firsthand, really understand what their concerns are, what their day-to-day life is like, and why they're so passionate about their craft.
Tell me a little bit about her day-to-day life and her concerns as an artist.
Well, I think her day-to-day life might feel very different from ours. You know, her concerns are the same, the well-being of her family and friends, her community, of course, we all share that. But she lives in an extremely rural area. And that's an area where many people do not have an opportunity for education. There may be limited economic opportunities. And the quilt actually plays a very important role in that community because now that they've become something that is known outside of the area, they've also become something that's collected outside of the area. So these objects that used to be completely reserved for domestic use or gift giving are now something that they can sell. And so this artist who, for instance, her grandmother would have never left the village area, has now traveled to Santa Fe and Los Angeles as a result of the fact that she is an artist in this vein. So it's really fascinating when you consider that somebody who doesn't have an opportunity to study somewhere like PCC is now traveling globally as a result of her creativity and skill.
How did the quilt first get her recognized? What happened for her?
Well, again, going back to Dr. Stoddart, she was posted and living in Pakistan and herself interested in textiles and American quilts. Of course, her eye fell on these and became very curious to learn more about them. So she began doing research and meeting more and more of the artists and learning more of their practice. And so through her connections there, the visiting artist was be able to connect to Dr. Stoddart, and that was the way that the door opened for her to be able to come and visit in the United States.
That is fantastic. As we wrap up here, what has been most inspiring to you as an artist about the quilts that we have here?
Well, you know, I think it really comes down to how much we actually do connect to each other through the artwork. This South Asia is my area of specialty, so I feel really at home in that region of the world. But when I see these objects on view in the gallery, I really derive so much satisfaction from seeing this point of connection open between two people who otherwise may not have ever had their paths cross. I think art is really special in that way because it allows us to connect across eons sometimes, but in this case, across very vast geographies, that we can bring people from rural Pakistan and India into connection with people living in the cities of Southern California. That's a rare treat for me, and I definitely enjoy the privilege of being able to bring this conversation between these two different groups of people into being.
Bridget, thank you for your time today.
Thanks, Don.